20 years ago that people would say, oh, Hawaiian dry forest. Oh, so sad, yeah.
Maui biologist Dr. Art Medeiros has been a champion for restoring the dry land forests in Oahu on the southern slopes of Haleakala for more than 30 years.
Why should people be concerned about dry forest? I think they were identified as one of the world's biological hotspots just for the number of species that occur there and nowhere else. Culturally, it's really special, too, because it's the last stronghold for many Hawaiian trees that were super important to the early Hawaiians.
Forests were the toolbox of Native Hawaiians. Medeiros identified 50 native trees in Oahu that were a source of fibers, dyes, and tools for ancient Hawaiians. For example,
if you have the hole dye, it's a certain kind of yellow like olena, but it says that you're from the dry forest country. If we lose the plants, to me, we lose the colors and the perfumes and even the ability to make things out of the wood.
In the 1980s, less than 3% of the original dry land forest in Oahu remained, much of it choked by invasive plant species.
They were kind of a poster child for forest failure. I called them a museum forest, a forest that was so rich, like a museum, wasn't alive because there hadn't been babies there in so many years.
In 1997, Medeiros set out to change that. He brought together stakeholders, including Ulupalakua Ranch owner, the Erdman Ohana, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Natural Resources Conservation Service, to take on the large-scale forest restoration in Oahu.
The concept is using native shrubs almost as like ecosystem engineers, kind of working for you to rebuild and to keep out the weed. It's basically rebuilding habitat around native trees. I used to say build the habitat and they'll come.
Since the project began, more than 1,600 volunteers put in over 37,000 hours of forest restoration work.
We planted over 125,000 native trees at this point over the last 20 years. You know, the volunteers love to go up there. They're always bugging me, let's go up again, and they always tell me how restorative actually being up there is. So, you know, one time I made a comment, who's restoring who?
2 decades of work increased native species cover in restoration areas from 3% to 82%.
For me as a biologist, the amazing thing is that the trees that hadn't reproduced in 200 or 300 years successfully started to produce babies. I started to see seedlings of native trees in the exposure that I had never seen before. I'd like to bring them back to the point when we could harvest them again in a sustainable way and kind of rebirth parts of the culture that are tied up in the forest.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.